Snake Machine Shop.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Perry in?
Let me see. He might be with a customer. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, of course. This is Nico. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here.
With the Bank of Card?
Cardiff. It's like car and then different. I know it sounds a little funny over the phone.
Okay, yeah. Let me see. I think he's with a customer, though. Let me check. Hang
okay.
on.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. He's with a customer. We get off at 4, so is there something I can help you with? Or?
Yeah, you might be able to. I was actually in contact with the company, let's see here. It looks like it was 2 quarters ago, about some of the programs that we had to offer, our equipment financing and working capital, but I was told to follow up towards the end of the year here, kind of just touch base and see how business has been.
Okay,
do you happen to help out with the finances, or is that all Perry's?
Yes, I mean, I do that too, but I can tell you that right now we are very slow.
Okay. Is there a reason for that? What's going on? Because I think
we do oil and gas.
That would probably explain it, huh?
Yeah, we went from 20-something employees now to about 10, so.
Oh, no.
So we're just hanging on by the threads until it picks up.
Right. Is that kind of like the sentiment within the entire industry right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell prices, the commodity prices of oil right now, it's definitely having a huge trickle-down effect to everybody, essentially. You know, there's no work going around, and it's a little unfortunate to see that. It's what a lot of my customers are coming back to me and saying, it's Nico, we don't know what to do right now. You know, it's a very slow time, and we're not sure what's going to happen. We're trying to push through this. And it's a little disheartening, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, are you guys doing anything differently than the years before? Is this like a slowdown for just this year? Is it kind of been this for a little while?
It's been like this since last year. I've been here. The company's been in business about 40 years. I've been here since 12.
Okay.
And back in 2009, it got slow, and then it picked back up, so...
Oh, that's good. I mean, does it kind of come in waves then? Do you guys see trends amongst, like, when it starts to pick back up?
Yeah, we'll start seeing if it starts picking back up.
Does that typically happen around this time of the year, or maybe more towards the beginning?
I have no idea. We just roll with the flow.
Right, yeah, catching the waves, how they come.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Okay, not a problem. And do you guys typically, just kind of amuse me here, see if there's anything that we might be able to do, but do you guys do anything differently when this type of slow period comes? I know you guys have been through it back in 2009, but are you guys changing your focus a little bit?
Not doing nothing, just waiting.
Yeah, kind of battering down the hatches and seeing what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, not a problem. And because you guys work mainly with the oil and gas industry, is that typically your largest customer base?
Yeah.
Or have you guys diversified a little bit, maybe moved on to aerospace or, you know, alternative energy? Have you guys looked into that?
No.
Okay. Perry's got a pretty good set of customers that keep returning?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to see if anything has come up where we could possibly help out or even push the company even further out of this little rut. A lot of my customers are actually out in Oklahoma and Ohio, and they deal a lot with coal and oil themselves. And to get them through the rough times, we actually have a program called the Working Capital Program. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay, well, essentially what happens is, let's take, for example, you have a couple customers who delay payments, right? They're hitting maybe more along the lines of a net 60, net 90 type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that happens, right? You get a couple of those guys every now and then, especially within the oil industry. And what happens is, you know, you're starting to get strapped for cash because your cash flow is getting spread thin. What we do is the program's designed specifically for these reasons to install cash into your guys' account. It's a short-term loan. And it puts money into your guys' account so that you can cover payroll, cover inventory, have a little extra cash on hand to get through these types of times.
Saying, but we don't have to do that. I mean, anytime We don't have to do that. We've got our own bank here and everything else. And before, when we've been slow, my boss has put in their money, so.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think when I had recently spoken with Perry, he mentioned something along the same lines of that they place in personal capital. And I was trying to tell him, I was like, you know, as good of a move it is to, you know, invest in your own company, it's also a little riskier. And one of the reasons is because you will get taxed twice on it, essentially. So he would be taxed on his personal income as well as his business income. So the money he's putting back into the company, he's getting taxed on it twice. So it's kind of like a little double fault right there. I was still playing around with the idea of telling him, well, if you guys did go through one of the loans, you can actually write down the interest that comes along with it in your tax return. And that's typically a good idea to do. But, you know, of course, it's hard to see what's going on, especially if it's slow. It's kind of a riskier move, but it is an option on the table, and it is something that if you guys are looking to do, we're right here. We're right, you know, a phone call away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're all right now.
Okay. Is there a time where you guys look at the books and see if you need some equipment or capital, or is it more of an as-needed basis?
It's as-needed, and right now we've got a machine out in the building right now that hadn't even been fired up, and it's been sitting there a year and a half, so.
No way. What is it, a new CNC machine?
I don't know which kind it is. I can't
remember. I'm sorry. I get a little too excited over these things.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about I do this? You know, I don't want to take up a lot more of your time here, but what if I got an email from you and I shot you over my contact information so that you have me on file just in case something comes up? You know, if you're kind of shopping around for different rates, if you guys are looking for equipment, or if you guys need some money on hand, does that sound like something that's okay?
Yeah, you can send us an email, yeah.
Okay, what's the best email I can get you guys at?
Unique Machine.
Unique Machine.
INC.
Mm-hmm.
At AOL.com.
I haven't seen an AOL in a while now. Alright, here's what I'll do. I'm sorry, I don't think I caught your name in the beginning. We went straight to
it's
talking
Lisa.
About Perry. Lisa?
Yes, sir.
Alright, Lisa, here's what I'll do. I'll address that email to you. And it'll have all my contact information in there, you know, my phone number, my email, a little bit of information about a company, as well as our original pre-approval that we mailed to the business months ago. It was for $250,000 for the equipment and working capital, just to kind of refresh your memory there. But if anything does come up in the future, you know, I'm a phone call away, so don't feel, you know, afraid to give me a call, see if there's something we might be able to do to help you guys out. Is there possibly a better time you'd like me to maybe follow up with you, kind of see how everything's going?
You can, but, you know, it's probably not going to do any good, but
all right. What about this? I'll probably give you guys a call maybe once every quarter just to see how the business is doing.
Okay.
See if the new year starts you off something good, huh? How about that?
Okay. You can do that.
All right, Lisa.
Okay.
It was good talking to you. You take care, okay?
Yes, sir.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.